Another year you made a promise, another chance to turn it all around. And do not save this for tomorrow. Embrace the
Hello and welcome to Open Language. This is Connor.
And this is Lisa.
And the Chinese New Year is coming around the corner very soon, isn't it?
Yep. On the 15th, I believe.
Mm-hmm, yes. So the next Chinese year is the year of the dog.
And everyone likes dogs. Okay, but for today, we've got a little dialogue about how to tell someone what your zodiac is.
Right, so we have a dialogue between Annie and Patrick. Why don't we take a listen?
Sounds good.
Dialogue first time.
Patrick, are you a dog?
Sorry? Oh, you mean my Chinese zodiac animal. Yes, I am a dog.
Me too, but I'm a full 12-year cycle older than you.
Oh, Annie, you don't look a day past 24.
Aren't you a smooth talker?
Well, wish us a smooth and prosperous year of the dog.
Dialogue, second time.
Patrick, are you a dog?
Sorry? Oh, you mean my Chinese zodiac animal. Yes, I am a dog.
Me too, but I'm a full 12-year cycle older than you.
Oh, Annie, you don't look a day past 24.
Aren't you a smooth talker?
Well, wish us a smooth and prosperous year of the dog.
Okay, so we just heard a short and sweet dialogue between Annie and Patrick. And Annie starts by asking Patrick, are you a dog?
Are you a dog? That's kind of a funny question, isn't it?
It is, and a little bit confusing.
Yeah. So what Annie means is, what is your zodiac sign?
All right, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. But if the person already knows that you're talking about zodiacs, then you can simply say, are you a dog or are you a rooster?
That's right. Yeah, there's a lots of different animals. Like you said, rooster, there's the rat.
There's the monkey.
Monkey, yeah. I am a bull.
Oh.
Yeah. Not a cow.
No.
A bull.
A bull. And I'm a snake.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Well, so Patrick says, sorry. Oh, you mean my Chinese zodiac animal.
And your Chinese zodiac animal is the animal that is the symbol for the year of your birth.
Wow. Yeah. So the zodiac is just a special word. It's that area in the sky, and we call it a sign. You don't need to say Chinese zodiac animal every time, do you?
No, you could simply say my zodiac.
That's right. Yeah. You could say, yeah, what's your zodiac?
But to make it clearer, you can add, what's your Chinese zodiac?
Exactly. So Patrick, he is a dog.
Yeah, so he says, I'm a dog. And notice that he uses a here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very important. You don't say, I'm dog.
No, you'd have to say, I'm a snake, mm-hmm, or I'm a monkey.
I'm a bull. So how many animals are there in the Chinese zodiac?
There's actually 12.
That's right, yeah. So each year is a new animal. That makes it a 12-year cycle.
All right, and that's exactly what Annie says. So she says that I'm a full 12-year cycle older than you.
That's right, yeah. So 12-year, first of all, 12 is more than one, but there is no S at the end of year. It's not 12 years, it's 12-year. Why is that?
Here it's because 12-year is being used as an adjective.
That's right, yeah. Normally years is a noun, but here it's actually, like you said, an adjective. The noun is cycle.
Yeah, so cycle here comes from the word circle.
Yeah.
And like a circle, it represents that things will repeat after certain amounts
of time. Repeating, they're coming back. Like, you've seen the word bicycle. Bicycles have two circles. They repeat. They go around and around and around.
Yeah, so for zodiacs, they repeat every 12 years.
Yeah, exactly. Other words that use cycle, life cycle, or even recycle.
That's right. Okay, so here, though, Annie is saying that she is also a dog, but she's actually 12 years older than Patrick.
Yeah, that's really funny, because you can be the same zodiac animal, but be much older or younger.
Exactly. But Patrick doesn't want Annie to feel bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he says to her, you don't look a day past 24.
This is a great compliment to give somebody. This is a chunk, right? This doesn't really change much. You could change the pronoun, like you or she or he, right?
Exactly. So here, you don't look a day past 24 just means that you don't look older than 24 years.
Yeah, not even one day.
Nope, not even one.
Right. So we use this a lot because when you guess somebody's age, or you ask somebody's age, it could be a little bit sensitive, right?
It is, and a little bit rude.
Yeah, it could be rude for sure. Yeah. So it's always good to guess low.
Exactly.
Right.
So it's possible here that Patrick is maybe 24 and he wants Annie to feel the same age as him.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And that's a really nice way to be a smooth talker.
Yeah, so a smooth talker here is someone who's good at talking and often gives really nice compliments.
Right, and Annie uses this. It's like a question, isn't it? But it's not really a question.
No, it's actually more like a compliment.
Right, yeah. If you say, aren't you a smooth talker? Or aren't you handsome today?
Yeah, you could also say, aren't you bright? Or aren't you intelligent?
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. You're not really asking a question. You're saying it. You are. You are a smooth talker. You are smart or intelligent.
Exactly. So try it out and say something nice to the person next to you.
For sure.
Okay, well, again, we see that word smooth when mm-hmm. Patrick says, wish us a smooth and prosperous year of the dog.
Right, so smooth has this feeling, this sense, like there's no problems, it's not rough, it's easy to listen to. Yeah, there's no problems.
Yeah, so you could have a smooth plane ride.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. No bumps, right? No turbulence.
Exactly, but here we're using it for year. Mm-hmm. So I've had a smooth year means that you haven't had any problems this year.
For sure, yeah. Other times when you can say smooth, a smooth vacation. You know, we had no issues, no problems.
Now that's the dream, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, but the next word here is prosperous.
Mm-hmm, yeah. I just think full of, money or success.
That's right. So if it's a prosperous year, it maybe means that you made a lot of money or had very good luck.
Mm-hmm, yeah, good luck. Exactly. And this is the adjective, but the verb of the same word is prosper.
All right. And this word is very often used in Chinese greetings for New Year's. So you might wish someone a healthy and prosperous year mm-hmm, in your card.
Yeah. I hope you prosper this year. Another way. So finally, this expression, year of the dog. This is how we say the animal of this year.
Yeah, so be careful. We don't want to be saying dog year.
No, that's different. Okay, so this coming year is the year of the dog. What about this past year? What was it?
It was the year of the rooster.
Yeah, and what about the next year?
I believe it's the year of the pig.
Okay, so we'll look forward to the year of the dog and the year of the pig. But before that, why don't we listen to that dialogue one more time?
Sounds good.
Dialogue first time.
Patrick, are you a dog?
Sorry? Oh, you mean my Chinese zodiac animal. Yes, I am a dog.
Me too, but I'm a full 12-year cycle older than you.
Oh, Annie, you don't look a day past 24.
Aren't you a smooth talker?
Well, wish us a smooth and prosperous year of the dog.
Dialogue second time.
Patrick, are you a dog?
Sorry? Oh, you mean my Chinese zodiac animal. Yes, I am a dog.
Me too, but I'm a full 12-year cycle older than you.
Oh, Annie, you don't look a day past 24.
Aren't you a smooth talker?
Well, wish us a smooth and prosperous year of the dog.
Okay, so we just heard the dialogue again between Annie and Patrick, and we learned a lot of good words for the zodiac today.
Exactly. But we know that there's a little bit of a superstition in China about your zodiac year.
Mm-hmm.
So Patrick and Annie here are both born in the year of the dog, and Annie is 12 years older.
Mm-hmm.
But since they're both born in the year of the dog, they might experience some bad luck this year.
I hope not, yeah. How do you feel if this is your year? Or if you are a dog, do you think you're going to have some bad luck?
Let's hope not. In any case, we wish you guys a prosperous and smooth year.
For sure. And we want to know about all of your years. Which year are you? Are you year of the bull like I am? Or are you year of the snake like Lisa?
We'll be waiting for your response. See you then.
Yes, talk to you later.